Hi everybody! Welcome to the Kink Podcast. I'm your host Andy Nolch and it's amazingly lovely to be here. I'm really looking to doing the... Whoa. Sorry about that. I must have been real lovely to be here. I got a bit tongue-tied there. I must have been too excited. I'm really looking forward to doing this podcast because I like to talk absolute shit. I like to talk too much. And on the kink and in funny videos and on my I do a Scientology vlog on the internet. I don't get to just talk, whereas this I just get to absolutely talk. So I'm really excited about doing this podcast tonight. And I got to warn you, okay? If you hear this noise, don't worry. That's just me sipping a cup of green tea. Okay, if you were wanting to listen to something funny, this isn't funny. This is just a podcast about interesting information, because interesting information is very interesting and it gets me excited. I don't know why other people aren't that much that into interesting information that much. Art Bell, for example, my God, Coast to Coast AM, my God, super duper interesting, you know. You got to check that out, people, if you haven't heard of it. So interesting. Listen to all these old 90s interviews with Art Bell from Coast to Coast. Just unbelievably interesting. Just interesting all over. So I talk about interesting stuff that I know about in this podcast. And it's very unprofessional, but if you want to see funny things or stuff to do with the kink, go to the Kink's YouTube channel and or if you're in Melbourne, watch the Kink on Friday nights on Channel 31. Now, this podcast is just a hobby of mine. It has nothing to do with the TV show or anything. And it's not very popular. Like, I see the downloads are increasing. But it hasn't taken off or anything, isn't that big? But I don't really expect it to go that big because I only expect a small percentage of the population to be interested in this sort of really out there sort of stuff that I talk about. And the stuff that I talk about, I think most likely is the truth. I definitely don't think it is the truth, but I think it most likely is the truth. I was talking to a friend the other day about vaccines and what's been done to them. And he just can't believe it, you know what I mean? And he's just so shocked by it. And I was just thinking, man, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, if you listen to this podcast, a lot of it, your mind will be blown. Like, you'd be like, what the hell? If you can't believe that there's a vaccine scandal cover-up going on, then, you know, you're just burying your head in the sand and just avoiding all this information. You know what I mean? It's kind of like... you come home and there's mess thrown around the house and the front door's been broken into and there's just all this evidence that your house has been broken into and you're looking around. Someone says your house has been broken into and you go, nah, I must have made this mess when I was leaving in a hurry. And it's just like, dude, you just... what the fuck, what are you talking about? Like, there's all this evidence here suggesting it. I know you can't actually see the criminal actually doing it. You know what I mean? But you got to go where the evidence is indicating, you know? And that's how they do it in a court of law. Like, you just look at all the evidence, you know, and they end up saying, look, this is what we really think's happened. And then they convict the person and send them to jail, you know? You can't really definitely know. And so when it comes to vaccines, you just look at all the evidence, all the stuff that's going on, and you have to say, look, this is what's going on. And if you don't know anything about this vaccine scandal that's going on, basically they've been damaging kids, and there's a big cover-up going on because the amount of billions of dollars they would have to pay out to people who, if they admitted that the vaccine was causing autism and harm, they would have to pay out so much billions. It's much cheaper to just continually fight it and do bribes and brainwash everyone, you know, to control information, just do everything they can to avoid admitting it. You know, like when they do scientific studies, you know, change them so it looks like vaccines are good and all this sort of stuff. It's much cheaper to do that than to admit that you made a mistake and to pay out, you know, all the people who have been harmed. You know, this is our big business and big corporation and big pharma work. So, you know, they're not going to admit to it. They're not. They're not ever. And it's probably already happened. They've probably already started to fix up the vaccines because the word's getting out too much. But so they'll do that, and then they'll, in 10 years' time or 5 years' time, a lot of studies will come out showing the vaccines don't cause harm, which will probably be true by that stage. They probably won't be causing harm. And then they'll just go, nah, you're wrong, and they'll never admit to what happened. And the average person who doesn't investigate these sort of things just gets sucked into it. And I feel sorry for some of these kids who have been vaccine damaged. But anyway, on this King podcast, we go a little deeper than that. That's just a superficial story. That's a story you tell people who aren't willing to really look at the truth of it. And the real truth of it is that they actually knew. They actually knew the vaccines were going to brain damage kids, and they did it intentionally to brain damage kids. They were evil people who want to make money and want to brain damage kids and want to take over the world, and they want everyone as being retarded slaves. That's actually what this podcast has a lot to do with. It's informing people about the evil in the world and what they're capable of doing. They're psychopaths, and they haven't been locked up, they haven't been caught, and they're getting away with it. So if you can't even believe there's a vaccine scandal going on, if I said the next level, which the truth of it, which it seems to be indicating, the next level of it, which is that it wasn't a mistake, it was all intentional. They wanted it to happen, and they're trying to just bring down a whole society. And then you go to the next level, which is a David Icke level, which suggests that they are aliens, that spiritually they're aliens, and they come here into these human bodies. Because we're all spirits that are in a body. Right, and we reincarnate again. Anyway, they've come and joined in with us, these evil aliens. And so they're not in their alien body, they're not in their reptile body, but they're in the earth body, but then they've reincarnated in it, and so they look like us, but they're not actually humans, and they're actually evil and sickos. That's the next level of it. And it makes sense. It makes sense. I mean, if you look at a crocodile, like, they don't care about the baby that they eat or anything. They're just there and they just munch things up. And so if we've got humanity, us, here living on Earth, and then in comes these aliens that are just so different to us, and they start reincarnating and living in our life cycle, they'll just be totally different, and they'll just kill people and act like the reptiles that they are. And that's just normal for them. And they're like... And they're shocked that anyone would think that what they're doing is wrong. They don't think what they're doing is wrong. They think what they're doing is right. They have no qualms, no issues with what they're doing. It's totally fine for them. They think it's fine. Because they're not even humans. You know what I mean? So that's the next level. But if you talk about this that sort of stuff, people think you're crazy and insane. But, you know, David Icke's onto something. He really is onto something. Anyway, getting back to this podcast, this is part 9 of the wake up call commentary, New World Order, a wake up call. So this is part 9, and we're 87 minutes in to the documentary, and this documentary, I'm just going to be talking about it. We'll be playing the documentary, and it's very interesting. And it's basically about this New World Order, which is by these evil beings that could be reptiles, right? And it talks about how they're trying to take over the world and all the corruption that they're doing. And it's very educational. It's very spot on. It's a great documentary. If you're new to this Wake Up Call documentary, maybe go back to the earlier podcasts where I have part one of it and start there. Because there's 9 parts already, and we're only halfway through, because there's just so much to talk about what's going on in this documentary. So maybe go back to part 1. Anyway, and I thought maybe just I might mention this, because you might think that I'm crazy or whatever, because of because the stuff that I'm talking about, it's just that the truth is stranger than fiction. What's really going on is really wild. If you keep on researching it and finding out, it's kind of like the Matrix movie where you think everything's sort of normal and then Neo wakes up to the Matrix and it's like, what the... This is a similar thing. Like, I'm trying to wake you up and tell you what's actually going on, and, like, people might think that I'm crazy, but it's actually, I'm not. Like, the evidence is indicating this, you know? And it's just like, whoa. It literally is like the movie of The Matrix. You know, like, it's serious. Like, that's how... What you thought was actually going on in the world as opposed to the truth is so out there, so different, you know? The world is just very corrupt by these evil people, and they've tricked everyone into thinking that it's not corrupt. And so when you wake people up to it, they're like, what the hell? They're like, there's no way there's nothing wrong with vaccines. There's no way there's nothing wrong with the education system. There's no way there's nothing wrong with the universities. There's no way there's nothing wrong with the financial system and how they print money. But the truth is that, like, there is problems with all these things, and it's very out there, and it's amazing, really, what the truth actually is. And so, I mean, I don't have any history of mental illness. Like, I had depression years ago, but that's not a craziness issue. That's more just feeling, you know, down and feeling shit. Like, I worked a shit job, had some shit experiences. Like, of course you're going to feel depressed. I actually think that's natural. And I know some people who have shit lives, right? Yet they walk around like they're hyper happy. And those are the people who are insane. And I've actually looked at them, and I've actually done some therapy, spent a lot of time with, like, one person who was like this, for example, spent a lot of time with him and did some therapy, and he was insane. But he was one of these people where he would be insane, and he could have a shit job and have all these shit experiences, and he wouldn't get depression, he wouldn't get sad or anything. He would just be like, yeah, I'm great, I'm fine, you know, yeah. And it would be like he couldn't confront the fact that his life was shit. Like, it was really interesting. He basically had, to understand people, you got to understand the mind. And there are some people, do you know how some people have the obsession to wash their hands? And they go, oh, I've got to wash my hands, I've got some problem. Like, some people have an obsession to always be happy. They've got that obsession, and this guy had that. So he'd be walking around and be like, yeah, great, and he'd be smiling, yeah, I'm fantastic, good, yeah, oh, I'm loving life. And we did a psychological test on this guy, and it showed up that he was super happy on the test. And I was like the happiest that you can go. And mine was like, you know, mine was actually a little bit low. I'm a lot happier now. But anyway, but he was just like super high, like as high as you can be. He's just like, hey, I'm so happy, you know, I'm great, yeah. And he's just like, whoa, you know. And when we did some actually therapy with him, he actually started becoming more real and genuine. He actually started to stop acting like some manic happy person. Like, he actually started to be like, well, hey, you know, more talking normal as opposed to, hi, I'm happier. Like, it was, you got to see this shit with your own eyes, but people out there are insane, and everyone's got, some people have different types of insanity, and some is the washing of the hands, and some people, they can't throw out rubbish, like hoarders, and some people are like obsessed with being happy, and they can have the shittest life, but they'll never be depressed. But it's ridiculous, because, you know, anyway, so what I'm saying is I had depression years ago, and so I don't think that's a craziness thing. I think that's just a normal reaction to your environment. If you've got a shit job, you know, if you've got eating shit food, blah, 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 you should feel depressed. It's just natural. Anyway, and so, you know, and I don't have any family history of mental health. There was a problem with my sister being an addict, but that's, you know, an addict problem. So I don't have mental health history in my family or anything, and I got top of my class in two of my subjects in year 12. I got great results in year 12 at school, and I've got a history of being successful, and so there's no craziness in my history. The only thing that I can do is sometimes I could do like silly things, like, you know, with the comedy stuff, like I can be wild and do out there stuff and stuff, but that's just for a bit of fun and that. And so as a teenager, I did some, you know, out there wild stuff for fun and stuff, but none of it was craziness. So I've got no history of craziness. So what I'm talking about here, I don't know, I'm just trying to, like, explain that, like, look, I'm serious. Like, this, I know this stuff sounds out there, but I'm not crazy or anything. Like, really, and if you look at David Icke, like, I've met him, spoken to him. He's totally a normal person, but, like, he's talking about the Queen being a lizard. But it's just, like, he's researched it, man. He's looked into it. It's just, like, that's what the evidence is indicating, you know? And I know it sounds out there, but he's not crazy. And these conspiracy theorist people are not crazy at all, really. They're really not. I really think the people who just, like, bury their head in the sands and go, no, vaccines are fine. What are you talking about? No, vaccines are fine. They're the ones who are crazy. I reckon they're crazy, really, because they're not looking and keeping an open mind and not looking into their environment, and they're just ignoring evidence, you know. It's, I reckon that's crazy. Anyway, whatever. I mean, most people who probably listen this far into the podcast are reasonable and know that I'm not crazy. Because that's another trait as well that I've noticed with people who tend to be a bit crazy is they have, like, a short attention span and stuff, and they couldn't even, you know, listen to this for more than 10 seconds and stuff. Like, they're so, like, whoa, they're so scattered and stuff. And anyway, so now I'll get into this part 9 of the video commentary. So we're 87 minutes in, and let's go. Let's have a watch of this.
So there was no network?
No.
No?
Probably not.
We invented it.
Invention's too strong a term. I think we projected it. We projected our own worst fears. And that what we see is a fantasy that's been created.
Al-Qaeda is a global network with global reach.
To target a deadly web of terror.
The idea, which is critical to the FBI's prosecution, that Bin Laden ran a coherent organisation with operatives and cells all around the world, of which you could be a member, is a myth. There is no Al-Qaeda organisation. There is no international network with a leader, with cadres who will unquestioningly obey orders, with tentacles that stretch out to sleeper cells in America, in Africa, in Europe.
So they're saying there's no Al-Qaeda and all that sort of stuff. See, part of the thing is they have to, these evil people have to create an enemy so that then they can get away with what they're doing. So to take away our freedoms and to put speeding cameras in and put a control system and get rid of cash because they want to get rid of cash. They might be wondering, why do they want to get rid of cash? There's a long reason, but anyway, they got to have a reason to do these things. So they love, you know, creating wars and creating enemies, and there can be false enemies and stuff, you know. But, you know, they just trick the average person into thinking that there's enemies going on. And speaking of that cash thing, I've got a friend who works in a bank, and he was telling me how people walk around and talk about how cool it will be in the future when there's no more cash and money's just all on a card. Because that's what the bankers want to do, and that's what the New World Order want to do. They want to get rid of cash because they want to have everyone controlled with their money on a card because they can track everything much better that way. And anyway, so people in the bank actually talking about this, and my mate actually said that he reckons it will be in 10 years' time that cash will be gone. So, you know, that's what the bankers are pushing it, and they're trying to, you know, and they're looking forward to it as well. They're looking forward to not having cash. My friend wasn't, though, but he was just the people who were talking and saying, oh, it's so cool that we're getting rid of cash. Anyway, so it's just wild because you got to keep cash, it keeps freedom. Anyway, continue.
Idea of a coherent, structured terrorist network with an organized capability simply does not exist.
The war on terrorism is really the war on your freedom. It provides a convenient cover for the rapid erosion of freedom and privacy that is essential for the New World Order to succeed. We're being told that an authoritarian surveillance society is necessary to protect us from terrorism. In reality, it's being put into place to control us as we descend into tyranny. This is just like 1984.
And there are several
this is David Icke.
Key mind manipulation techniques which are very, very powerful propaganda tools. The most effective and the most powerful, and it's used on us all the time, is something I call problem reaction solution. It's a cracker, this one. It's a mind manipulation technique that avoids...
Okay, stop. So just speaking of people thinking, you know, people are crazy. Like, clearly you can hear David Icke speaking. He sounds reasonable, sounds normal, looks normal. He's not crazy, okay? I know he's talking about wild, out there stuff, but this guy is not crazy. The truth is actually crazy. Okay, what's going on is wild. Like, from what I've studied, I could never have... I'm a creative person. I could never have written this story of what's actually going on in the world. Like, it's so... Truth is so definitely stranger than fiction. It's not just a lie, that's almost fact. Lock it in. Truth is stranger than fiction. The truth of what's going on in this world and what I've found out is more amazing than any science fiction book. And a lot of these people who write these science fiction stories or movies or whatever, a lot of them, it's not that they're even that creative. It's just that they're usually switched on people that are interested in this sort of stuff. So they find out about a lot of stuff and then they go to write their fiction stories, like the book 1984. Like, he'd just... found out about a lot of stuff in life and then wrote it down, because a lot of it's just the truth. Anyway, it's a great book, 1984. You got to read it.
Only opposition to what is the goal of the manipulators, it actually...
Sorry. So let's say you look at the average person, right? I'm just going to go on the whole crazy thing a bit more. So you look at the average person, right, and let's say they go to school and they do the normal thing and then they go to university, they do the normal thing and they get a normal job and they hang out with normal people and they play a normal sport as a hobby and they watch normal TV shows. They're never going to come out with wild stuff because they're not doing anything to find out about any out there wild stuff. But someone like me does different things and goes on different adventures and looks into different information, right? And doesn't do what everyone else is doing. So it makes sense that I'll be talking about this sort of stuff because I've stopped doing what everyone else is doing and I've found out this stuff. Whereas my friends who I grew up with, they're still in the norm. So it makes sense they're not talking about this sort of stuff. So it's not that I'm crazy or anything, it's just that I've expose myself to different information. You know what I mean? I've seen somebody speak to me in a language that's not from this earth. Okay? And look, I'm not totally sure it's not from this earth, by the way. But it was definitely a language of just like, what the? It was just so what though. It was so questionable. The fact that he even could say these words and stuff, because he only knew English as well. A little bit of Chinese. But anyway, this language didn't sound anything like Chinese. It sounded almost like German mixed with Arabic. Anyway, I reckon it was from a... another planet. I was doing some therapy with him. And it was some Scientology therapy, actually. And... because we're beings who reincarnate, right? And so we've got past lives of being on other planets. So I think we tapped into a past life where he was on another planet, and that's where the language came from. Anyway, you know what I mean? If you're just doing a normal thing, you don't do unusual therapies, and you don't get exposed to some bizarre language from another country, or another planet. So you don't hear about this sort of stuff. Anyway, that reminds me. I remember once there's someone coming up to me, and... I was actually, I'm not involved with the Church of Scientology because it's corrupt, but I'm still a Scientologist. I was volunteering once, selling books or something, and some guy came up to me and he said, you know what, you Scientologists are onto something, because he knew that Scientology knew something about aliens. And he goes, I don't tell anyone this because people will think I'm crazy, but I once had to go into the doctors to get surgery and, When I was getting operated on, I woke up on another planet, and the environment around me was just so different, and I was just obviously in some sort of planet or some other side of the galaxy or something, and he was just like, he goes, yeah, I got surgery, and then I woke up in this other planet or whatever, and then I woke up from the surgery in hospital, and, you know, I wasn't, he was like, he said he wasn't dreaming or anything, he was like, it wasn't a dream, he was like, it was real, man, it was like, you know, I was around aliens and stuff on another planet, and he seemed really genuine, and didn't seem like he just dreamed it, you know what I mean, like, he was implying that, nah, it wasn't a dream, like, it was like, you know, it was something else. Anyway, so we said, he goes, yeah, so you Scientologists are onto something. But it's funny how he goes, I don't tell anyone this because I don't want people to think I'm crazy. So a lot of these people just shut up who know about this sort of stuff. And so, because they're scared about people thinking that they're crazy. Like a lot of people who have seen UFOs just shut up and don't talk about it because they don't want people thinking they're crazy. Which is not good. I think people should just come out and be open and honest about it. But I understand, you know, I mean, what would I do if I full on saw a UFO? Like, I have seen a UFO, right? But it was just like a few lights and I had no evidence, but it looked really unusual, moving lights, really unusual. It was just like, I reckon it was a UFO. It was four lights moving in unison, disappearing and then coming back again. And it was just like, whoa. Anyway, it was really cool because I was like, finally, I've seen something, that this evidence, finally. But there's so many people who have seen UFOs and stuff. Anyway, so because people are scared about being seen as being crazy, they just go quiet. And it's not good because people think that maybe I'm a nutter because I'm talking about this sort of stuff, but I'm not. It's just that, you know, it's just not spoken about. Just because something isn't spoken about a lot doesn't mean it's not happening. Anyway. Okay, let's continue this.
Manipulates people to demand they do what they want to do anyway. And it's happening all the time. Once you see this technique and how it works, you watch the news and read the newspapers in a completely different light because you start to see it happening. It works like...
Yeah, when, like, it's like, yeah, and it's an interesting idea, like, when you find out what's going on in the world and these things that are hidden and how the world just isn't what it really seems, it is like walking around with different goggles on your eyes and you just see everything differently. You see it through the new goggles of like, whoa, and things make a lot more sense. And it's just like when I found out about the corruption of the Church of Scientology and I walked into the church in Melbourne for the last time and I looked around, I was like, whoa, things make sense now. Like I understand why things are the way they are. Everything is making sense, right? It was really cool. Anyway, so when you look things through the goggles of, you know, that there's evil people that are doing fucked up crimes to destroy the world and are actually spiritual beings that reincarnate that can do fantastic things, you look around and you're just not confused as much anymore because things make sense, you know? Anyway, but it's like, yeah, it's like looking through different goggles. And it was amazing that, like, when I went to the church for the last time and, you know, after I'd found out it was corrupt, and just looking around, it was just like, wow, there was all these signs that I couldn't see before that were suddenly there. Like a little sad look on someone's face and like a little problem here. And you didn't really notice, I didn't notice these things before, but when you walk in there knowing, oh, this is a, it's been corrupted and it's been taken over and it's a cult now and stuff, and you look around with your goggles, you can just see it and you're like, whoa, I couldn't really see these things before. So this is what I think this whole podcast does, and what this Wake Up Call documentary does, is that it puts these new goggles on your eyes to see the world. Actually, I think it takes the goggles you had on previously, it takes them off. And you actually see what's really going on, you know? Because I feel like you're brought up in the education system, you're brought up with the mainstream media media brainwashing you and feeding you information, like telling you that 9/11 was caused by Al-Qaeda or whatever and all this sort of stuff. So like, you get brainwashed, basically. And I've been a part of a cult that brainwashes people, so I know about brainwashing more than anything, okay? I understand how brainwashing works, okay? So, anyway, so you get brainwashed by life. Like, everyone is basically brainwashed. Like, nearly everyone, you know? And when you start looking into this kink podcast and you start looking into this Wake Up Call documentary and you start finding out the truth of what's really going on in the world, you're unbrainwashing yourself. You're taking the goggles off that you're wearing, right, which most people wear, that only allows them to see, you know, a meter ahead of them. You take the goggles off, now suddenly you can see really far, and you see everything, and you can see things behind the scenes that are causing these problems, and everything makes sense, and it's like, whoa. And you're a lot smarter, and you're a lot more peaceful because you know what's going on, and you're not, like, confused and scared. Because, see, when you don't know what's going on in the world, you're scared. And years ago, when I was, like, 21, and I had no idea about all this. I first started finding out about all this stuff when I was 21. But before that, I was scared in general. I was not a confident person, and it makes total sense that I was like that because I was walking around in a world that had all these dangers that I didn't even know were there, and I was just confused and worried and didn't know what the hell was going on. But when you find out what's going on, you feel a lot safer because you're like, okay, well, this is what's going on. Yes, there are UFOs. Yes, they're visiting us. You know, it's possible you could get abducted. Doesn't sound that good, but anyway, not some of them are bad, some of them are good, okay? We share the earth with some evil people who are doing bad stuff, and they're screwing up the vaccines and stuff. That's why certain people are retarded. The medical industry is giving out way too much drugs that are harming people that aren't helping them. The car industries aren't really interested in actually making cars that don't use petrol because petrol is more profitable for them, and they're corrupted at the top, and at the top they don't want people driving electric cars. At the top they want people to drive petrol cars because they make more money from it. And anyway, everything makes more sense, and you're more peaceful, and you're just like, yeah, and it's just like, you know what, I think I'm crazy. And you can see in David Icke as well, he's like, I don't care if people think I'm crazy, you know, I know the truth, I'm peaceful about it, I'm fine. It's just like, you know, see, if there was one conspiracy like 9/11 or the vaccine thing, people could believe it. But the fact that there's so many. And another thing I just want to mention as well, that there's disinformation out there. So there's bullshit lies that can trick people who are trying to research conspiracies. So there are, you'll see some, if you do go researching some conspiracies, you'll come across information that's really whacked, and it's just designed to put you off actually researching conspiracies. So some guy will get up and say, chemtrails aren't good, and the world's flat, and start going on about the world being flat. And so someone wanting to research conspiracies will go, what the hell are these nutter conspiracy theories on about? These conspiracy theorists on about? Like, they think the world's flat? What the hell? No, that's just one piece of disinformation you've come across. You know, that's not really, you know, don't go off that. You know, that's designed to put you off finding out the truth, you know? So you'll see more and more things coming out in the future by evil people that are just trying to be like their conspiracy theory stuff, but they're just bullshit and designed to confuse me. Because I just recently came across one, and I was listening to it, and I've been listening to this for 15 minutes, and I don't think I've learned anything. Like, he's just jumping and switching from one subject to another, and it just sounds vaguely like conspiracy theory stuff, and it's just like, and he's just saying really out there stuff, and I've listened to a lot of conspiracy theory stuff. This is really out there, and it's just like, this is designed to discredit conspiracy theorists. If you keep on pumping out a lot of these bullshit conspiracy theory stuff, people will eventually just start thinking conspiracy theories are nutters and just not listen to David Icke or something like that. That's one of the ways that they hide their crimes. Like, it's really clever. It's like, let's say you're doing a crime and someone's trying to expose you. Well, obviously, you want that person to shut up. You try and shut that person up. And let's say on the internet you can't. So then you go, okay, cool. Well, I'm going to make my own documentary then exposing a New World Order. And I'm going to make it really fucked up and crazy so that people just think the New World Order is just not happening and only people who believe in it are nutters. So then you make this documentary and it's just full of retarded information and it confuses people. And it puts people off studying conspiracy theories. And it didn't work on me, this one that I came across. But, you know, someone who's new to it could definitely put off conspiracy theories, you know? And that's why on the news they go, like, they'll interview someone like David Icke and they'll go, you're not a David Icke, do you think the Earth is flat? Like, and it's just like, that's just bullshit ideas that have been put out there to just confuse people. Anyway, it was just really funny. It was the first time I'd properly come across disinformation, and Alex Jones talks a bit about disinformation. He would know where proper... Well, I mean, sorry, there's always disinformation, like there's bullshit information about global warming in the news or something like that. But I mean, as in something that was like... I don't know if disinformation is a word for it, but something that's been specifically designed to trick people who are wanting to research conspiracy theories. You know, because there's so much, disinformation is always put out. That's like what the news love a lot of the time, like about global warming, vaccines. Vaccines don't cause autism. That's disinformation. What I was watching was different. What I was watching was really diabolical and evil. It was like, let's make a lecture, right? Make it sound like it's talking about some, loosely talking about some conspiracy theory stuff. Doesn't really educate anyone on conspiracy theory. Switches and changes topics. And also talks about really wacky shit. Right, so that people who come across it think the conspiracy theorists are nutters, even though they're not. It's like psychological operation, psyops, you know? Anyway, there's going to be a lot more psyops coming out in the future. So, anyway, it's just really interesting. I'd seen some things, but the Church of Scientology then put out that were actually, they weren't psyops. They were more like just lies, like the news. So, like, someone would be exposing the corruption of the church, and then they'll put a video out on the internet that's like, pretends to be a news report, and it's like, do you know that Johnson Johnson's actually a child raper? He's really bad. Johnson Johnson's really not a good person. He did blah, 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 blah. And he's also attacking Scientology. What a bad person he is. And that's, like, just a complete lie, like, as in they're just trying to, like, give this guy a bad name so that no one trusts what he has to say about the church, but he's actually a good guy trying to expose the church. Anyway, so I'd seen that, but this was another level. This was, like, whoa, you know. Anyway, let's continue this commentary.
This. You start by secretly creating a problem in the world and making sure someone else is blamed for it in the public arena, in the public mind. It could be a run on a currency, it could be a government collapse, at its most extreme it could be a war, because the two world wars in this century were funded, all sides were funded by the same people. Provable. The same people that funded the Allies in the Second World War and funded the Soviet Union also funded Hitler.
Yeah, like this is like the Rockefeller guy was an American, right? A rich American business fellow guy. And he was like funding Hitler, like giving out loans to Hitler through, I think maybe it was Rockefeller or like the Rothschilds. He was like funding them and shit. Like, this is how evil these people are, because they don't care. They've got so much money, they can move to an island. They probably already own an island. Anyway, so they're just like, good, get America and thing, you know, get into a war and it brings the population down and we make a lot of money selling arms and stuff, and they don't really care.
Why would they do that? Why would someone want to fund all sides in a war? What is good is a war? Well, first of all, on one level, it makes vast amounts of money if you're lending money to all sides and you're also selling them lots of arms and all that stuff. But the fundamental reason for a war is to change the nature of post-war society.
Sorry, and in 1984 book, they need to have war in order to control everyone and stuff. That's part of it. So it's, anyway, it's just interesting, you know, like when you got people who are scared and worried and hearing bombs going off, you can control them more easily than people who are free and happy.
What we saw in the First World War and the Second World War were massive global examples of problem reaction solution, which worked like this. The problems created secretly. You then use the media, which isn't difficult, to wind up public opinion in relation to your manufactured problem to the point where public opinion utters the classic words, something must be done, this can't go on, which is always followed by, give my power away, what are they going to do about it? And at that point, those who created the problem and got someone else to be blamed for it wound up that public reaction, then openly, in the public arena, in the parliaments of the world, in the newspapers and on the television, offer the solutions to the problems they have created. And in doing so, they get vast numbers of people to demand what they want to do anyway. For instance, if you want more cameras in the streets, crikey, they're going up all over the place in Britain. If you want more cameras in the streets, you want a more armed police force, you want more authoritarian laws, greater erosions of freedom, and you want the public to demand you do it, then get the public frightened of crime.
Now, a classic example of that is that on the evening news in Melbourne, for example, they focus a lot on negative things, and it's like, why? I mean, there's plenty of things that you can report on that are good news, but they always talk about the stabbing at a service station or the car crash, and it's just like, why? You know? News doesn't, like, I mean, it's just, it's not balanced. It's like, and I bet you if you look in their thingo, what they've got, what are we going to do on the news today? Well, we've got to do a violent attack, and we've got to do a rescue story, and they'll look around and they'll find, okay, we found a rescue story here, because there's always stuff happening every day. But not in there is, and there might be one little happy, there's always a happy story to end off with, like a happy zoo animal story, so you chuck that one in. But they could do a lot more interesting and cool news, but they just don't. It's just always negativity, and it's just, I wonder why, you know, who's controlling the news?
Either let society break down so there is more crime, or emphasize crime to be worse than it really is in some areas. Get people frightened, and the first thing people do when they're in fear about something is they look for someone out there to protect them from what they're frightened of. So, get people frightened that they're going to be burgled, get people frightened they're going to be mugged in the street, and they'll demand you take the freedoms away. They'll demand cameras in the streets and more authoritarian laws.
So that's a classic example of what's going on with the vaccine thing, is that recently in the past 2 years, the amount of people getting immunized has actually started to go down, right? And so they're going, shit, we've got to get people to vaccinate. So they started to get news reports going on of people who had babies who had died from whooping cough because, you know, I mean, that'd been happening 10 years ago, but like they just suddenly they were like, we've got to do more reports about that. And so they'll do more reports about whooping cough, and they'll in their report, they'll go, oh, there's an epidemic of whooping cough, you know, the CDC is concerned about whooping cough, you got to get your whooping cough flutes, shots and stuff. And so people get scared and go, oh, I'm worried about my kid getting whooping cough, oh, I've got to get it vaccinated. So they use the media to trick people into doing things, and they like to scare people into doing things. So they, you know, it's just a clever way of doing it, you know. Like they could decide what's the next thing they want to attack, and that could be street violence suddenly. And they would suddenly do, they'll every news report, they'll pick out the street violence attack, because there's always been street violence, but they'll make out the perception that all this street violence is going on, they'll go, we've got to put cameras in the street. So in the past year, it's been vaccines. We've got to push vaccines. So they've got to talk about all whooping cough and blah, 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 and they've got to try and discredit people who are anti-vaccine and stuff. And it's just bullshit. They're just screwing you over.
Yeah, there is.
Sorry, you'd be surprised at how much things in life are for free and how good life is when you really find out the truth. Like, you don't even, like, you can do yoga, you can take supplements that apparently cure cancer and stuff, but they're just not known. So you've got to educate yourself and find out about these things. Like, there's a substance called white powder gold. Apparently that cures cancer. Apparently it also helps to grow hair. So, but you just don't know about these things. It's just like, if you're brainwashed by mainstream media like most people are, it's like you're just controlled and, you know, you just go to a doctor and you get a pill for something, and if you've got an allergy, you just take an, you know, antihistamine. That's all the only option you have, you know. And if you've got cancer, you got to do chemo and just stop eating eggs. That's all you can do about that. you know? And it's just, a lot of it's just bullshit. It's just like, you got to know about all these things to be real smart.
On freedom. And we're being told over and over and over again that we need to support George Bush and we have to support the war in Iraq and we have to support this war on terror. And we have to support all these laws that are coming by because, of course, they're all here to protect us.
Sorry, just quickly, I need to finish that point I was saying. A lot of things are for free. A lot of treatments you can do in therapies and stuff are a lot cheaper than what you think. You know? And so, you know, I don't know, if you just get your information from the crappy news or whatever, and from Big Pharma and stuff, you'd think that a lot of things are expensive and hard and all this sort of stuff, but it's just like a lot of the time, a lot of great cures and beneficial things and good foods are actually cheap, you know?
When you look at things like the Patriot Act, this allows...
Like, for example, you might think, well, everyone has to eat. Everyone has to get money so that they can afford to eat. Well, there's a dude in India who hasn't eaten for 70 years. That's what I'm talking about. Whoa. Maybe you don't have to eat. You know what I mean? Like, he's alive, and he hasn't eaten. You know? And you might go, well, that's bullshit. You know what I mean? Scientists tested him and stuff. For like 10 days, he just sat in the room. And he just meditates, and he gets... Somehow, by meditating, he gets energy. And he looks at the sun, and he gets energy from looking at the sun. And he's amazing, you know? Like, he's just, like, almost superhuman, you know? And scientists are just like, what the hell? And then you got this Wim Hof Iceman guy, who I interviewed on The Kink. And, scientists just like, there's no way you can just climb Mount Everest in a pair of shorts. Like, you'd freeze to death. And it's just like, he did it. You know what I mean? He's done it, you know? So, well, that's a lot cooler than what you think, man. You don't have to become a slave. You just make it whatever you want. So if you don't want to have to work to earn money, then don't. And just learn this meditation technique, and then you don't have to eat, and you'll be fine.
Or any law enforcement agency to utilize what they call sneak and peek. They can go into your house when you're not home, and they can go through all of your stuff and without your ever knowing about it. How is this protecting your rights? That's just one example where we get to think we're free. You know, on the patriotic holidays, we all break out our flags and we wave them around.
Sorry, this is a good point about these evil people. What they do is they legalize criminal acts. So we've got a society in a world, and there's certain things that are illegal because they're criminal and they're bad. But what they do is they trick people and they come up with clever reasons why. But they pass a new law that makes it okay for them to be a pedophile, or makes it okay for them to steal from you, makes it okay and legal for them to do really bad stuff. So then they can't get caught or thrown in jail for what they're doing because it's all legal. And so what you've found in our world is there are a lot of laws that actually are just totally wrong and evil and are actually illegal, but they're made to be legal so the person can't get in trouble. And so apparently something like the income tax in America is actually illegal according to the Founding Fathers and the American Constitution. Yet, evil people legalized income tax, and now people are having to pay income tax. Yet, it's an illegal law, but it's been made legal. So it's just like, just because someone gets in power and says it's legal to be a pedophile or it's legal to steal, doesn't actually make it legal. Doesn't actually make it right. It doesn't mean you should go along with it. So you've got to stand up to it. Anyway, it's just that's a clever thing they do. They don't just, like the mafia, for example, they were shifty and they would deal drugs and that sort of stuff. But they weren't like these evil elite people who were trying to build a new world order, because these people take it to the next level. Instead of just avoiding the cops and being clever and shifty, they actually change the law to make it so that they don't get caught. Like, they're at a new level of evil. Anyway.
Songs like I'm Proud to Be an American, where I get to think I'm free.
We have a program known as Echelon, where they listen to every telephone call, every email, record every fax here in the United States. And all of this is done by computers. All of these messages are kept indefinitely on computer disks. What the American people must understand is that the massive amounts of money we're spending on defense is not to protect America, but ultimately to be used to control the American population as we move from freedom to fascism.
Currently in the United States, unannounced to most brainwashed Americans, your home can be searched without a warrant, without you being home. You can in turn be arrested with no charges revealed to you, detained indefinitely with no access to a lawyer, and legally tortured, all under the suspicion that you might be a terrorist.
Just quickly to elaborate on the brainwashing thing, it's not like they put you into a chair and you get actually brainwashed. Like, that sort of stuff does exist. But what it is it just means that, like, the truth is hidden from you and the lie is given to you and given to you a lot so that you think totally different and then you're brainwashed. So, like, the average person believing global warming stuff, they've been brainwashed by it. They were told that it was probably happening at school. They were told in the media that it was probably happening. And they were hidden. The truth about it was that it's not happening. It was all hidden away. So the average person walks along and they've been brainwashed and they're not even aware of it. Been brainwashed into believing in global warming and they're not even aware of it. So that's what goes on. That's how brainwashing works.
We need a painted picture of what is happening in this country. Let's recognize how history repeats itself. In February 1933, Hitler staged a false flag attack, burning down his own German parliament building, the Reichstag, and blamed it on communist terrorists. In the next few weeks, he passed the Enabling Act, which completely eradicated the German Constitution, destroying people's liberties. He then led a series of preemptive wars, all justified to the German people as necessary to maintaining homeland security.
An evil exists that threatens every man, woman, and child of this great nation. We must take steps to ensure our domestic security and protect our homeland. George W. Bush. Or Adolf Hitler. Wow, the same quote. Hitler said the exact same thing.
This is Aaron Russo, a filmmaker and former politician. To his left is Nicholas Rockefeller of the infamous Rockefeller banking and business dynasty. After maintaining a close friendship with Nicholas Rockefeller, Aaron eventually ended the relationship, appalled by what he had learned about the Rockefellers and their ambitions.
I got a call one day from an attorney woman I knew. And she said, would you like to meet one of the Rockefellers? I said, sure, I'd love to. And we became friends, and he began to divulge a lot of things to me. So he said to me one night, he said that there's going to be an event there. And out of that event, you're going to see we're going to go into Afghanistan. So we run pipelines from the Caspian Sea. We're going to go into Iraq to take the oil and establish a base in the Middle East. And we're going to go into Venezuela and try and get rid of Chavez. And the first two they've accomplished, Chavez they didn't accomplish. And so you can see guys going to caves looking for looking for people that they're never going to find. You know, he's laughing at the fact that you have this war on terror. There's no real enemy. He's talking about how by having this war on terror, you can never win it because it's an eternal war. And so you can always keep taking people's liberties away.
So I just want to quickly mention... See, Donald Trump probably knows about all this sort of stuff, but you can't really come out if you're running for president and admit that, right? So, in running for the presidency, he'll be talking about terrorism, he'll be saying we're going to stop the terrorists and stuff, and he does. You can tell he does want to stop the terrorist attacks and make America safer, but he knows it's probably America that's actually the corrupt government that's actually causing the terrorist attacks in the first place, setting them up. But he's not going to come out and say that because it's just ridiculous. It's like shooting yourself in the foot. But he knows what's going on. He knows that probably a lot of it's bullshit. But he's saying what's necessary to get voted in. But he's a good guy and he means well. And he will help to get rid of terrorism because it's caused by the government. So he'll stop the corruption in the government.
I said, how are you going to convince people that this war is real? He said, by the media. The media can convince everybody it's real. I mean... You know, it's just that you keep talking about things, you keep saying it over and over and over again, and eventually people believe it. You know, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11, which is another lie. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie, and now they're going to do Iran. You know, and so one thing leading to another, leading to another, leading to another. Now, I would say, what are you doing this for? What's the point of this thing? You have all the money in the world you ever want. You have all the power. I said, you know, you're hurting people. It's not a good thing. And he would say, what do you care about the people for? Take care of yourself and you take care of your family. And then I said, so what are the ultimate goals here? He said, the ultimate goal is to get everybody in this world chips with the RFID chip and have all money be on those chips and everything on those chips. And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off the chip. Just turn off the chip. Just turn off the chip.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And it's funny how it mentions how to make people believe a lie, you just keep on repeating it because, for example, in the Church of Scientology, they'll do this thing where RTC, all right, a part of the church called RTC, is supposedly the place that keeps Scientology perfect, basically, okay? And so what they'll do is whenever someone's speaking publicly, they'll say, oh, by the way, in your speech, mention, you know, thanks to RTC for keeping the tech pure. And so people will be like, oh, yeah, RTC is good because they've been tricked as well, even though RTC has actually been screwing up the tech and actually not making the church pure and good. But so if someone will get up and they'll say, oh, and thanks to RTC for keeping the tech pure. And if someone doesn't have that as part of their speech, because they'll look at the script before someone speaks or whatever, they'll just stop that person from speaking somehow. Because they'll be like, no, we've got to have some people that say RTC, that tech is pure. Anyway, so but they force that to happen during events and speeches and stuff. And then also in videos, or in little books, they'll say, thanks to RTC. So they just keep on repeating this lie that RTC is good for the tech. RTC is good for the tech. And then eventually people who've been around the church for years are like, yeah, RTC is great and good for the tech, but it's actually the opposite. It's actually ruining the tech. But it tricks everyone, you know? So that's how you just, whatever you do, you've got to lie, just keep on repeating it.
The goal of this manipulation, and has been for a very long time, is to get the world population, or that majority of it anyway, to see as a good idea, or the only option in given circumstances that are manipulated into place, the creation of a one world government to which nation states would be principalities, administrative units, a world central bank which would administer all financial transactions on the planet, a world currency which wouldn't be coins and notes, it would be merely electronic, cashless society, for which there are fundamental implications for freedom, as we'll see as we go along tonight, a world army under centralized control with nation-state armies dismantled under the justification of seeking peace, and a microchipped population linked to a global computer, the latter of which sounds bizarre to many people on first hearing, except that we are ridiculously close to it and the technology already exists.
Okay, so that was the plan. That was David Icke talking. And that plan involves those evil people winning and stuff because they're in control of all of it and getting all the money and they're loving it and they can squash anyone who's their competition. So that's it for this podcast. We are more than halfway through. We're 100 minutes into the documentary, and next week will be part 10 of it. If you're in Melbourne and you want to check out the Kink TV show, it's on every Friday night at 11:30 p.m. on Channel 31. Or you can just go to YouTube and search the Kink TV show. And it's on Facebook as well, the Kink TV show. You can watch it full episodes on YouTube. Thanks for listening. I've been your host, Andy Nolch, the Space Cowboy, signing out. Nyeow!